This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After refusing to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election in November, President Trump says he is not sure the election can actually be honest. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. It was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election.
Whether it's by mail or otherwise.
Wray says to change the outcome at that scale
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Wray says voter fraud is on their radar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Activists in Louisville, Kentucky, and other U.S. cities have been out again chanting Breonna Taylor's name and marching for a second night after a decision not to charge the officers with killing the black woman. Police in riot gear blocked roads Thursday night, but kept their distance as the crowd streamed through the streets in Taylor's hometown. They gathered in cities like Philadelphia and Rochester, New York. Authorities and activists alike are wrestling with the question of what comes next. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher pleaded for calm after peaceful protests turned violent Wednesday and a gunman shot and wounded 2 police officers. More than 3.5 years into his presidency and 40 days from an election, President Trump is launching what aides term a vision for health care, heavy on unfulfilled aspirations. Mr. Trump spoke Thursday at an airport hangar in swing state North Carolina to a crowd that included white-coated mask-wearing healthcare workers. This is VOA News.